Bezras Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Chaf Ches in Maseches Tainis. It is the 715th daf in Shas. Today is not a regular day in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure you've heard and seen that we're even in the heartland, Beit Shemesh, Yerushalayim, there's a feeling of being under fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us miraculously despite 150 rockets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spread an iron dome over us. Even when the rockets did elude the fences of the Israeli forces, B'li Ayin Hara, no one has been hurt. At the same time, though, life has been changed. My Chavrus in Yerushalayim canceled because he says that people in his house did not sleep last night at all because they were panicked by the sirens. My son, my little one, who you might have heard in the past coming in and out, who might come in and out again today, Shlomo Zalman, is home from school because unfortunately his school does not have the appropriate room to be able to put all the children into a shelter if chas v'chila it's necessary for us to go into, like it was last night. Last night we were in the middle of a chabura mesecha shvius when the siren went off. We're in a yeshiva here in Ramat Beit Shemesh and all of us squeezed into a small room. For those who learned with me yesterday, I pointed out the sounds of planes flying over in the middle of the shir, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happens again today. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up. The response to terror is to continue on, to continue marching along, marching as Ovdei Hashem, continuing, not doing our best, not to miss even a daf, and that's our revenge. Our revenge is to show that acts of terror and intimidation are not going to affect our lives as Ovdei Hashem and Artzeinu HaKadosha. Yesterday's daf we had discussed the breaking up of the Kriyas HaTorah for the Parshas Ma'amados. We're going to continue discussing that on today's daf. We are also going to spend a lot of time discussing the Karban HaEitzim and the Yom Tov HaEitzim that took place for Klal Yisrael is described in the Mishnah on Daf Chavav and the special days that were connected to these days of Eitzim, and we're going to discuss the impact, the significance, the meaning of all of that. And finally, we will begin to discuss Shiv Asar B'Tammuz, which is actually only a few short days away from us as well. And the timing of the Daf Yomi is quite good because we get to prepare in the next couple of days for the 3 weeks Tisha B'Av and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Let's Bezer Hashem begin. Top line, Chaf Ches Amen Alef. Parsha Gedolah Kari Naisa B'Shnayim. The large Parsha, the first five psukim of Parshas Bereishis, which is the first Kriya of the Maimid, you create two Aliyos from those five psukim. Yesterday we discussed how you create two aliyos in Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Either, according to Shmuel, you interrupt the third pasuk in the middle and you divide into half, or according to Rav, you go back and you read the third pasuk twice. Ube Musav Mincha Koren Alpian. And in Musav Mincha, literally the Mishnah says you read it by heart. There is something, however, vague in the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah describes Shachris Musav Ube Mincha. Do you read B'Shachris Ube Musav as being Koren from the Torah, ube mincha koren al pien? Or do we say, yukor b'torah b'shachris, ube musav mincha koren al pien? Yiboilu asks the Gemara, heichi kamer b'shachris from musav koren osa b'sefer, ube mincha koren osa al peki koren es shema? Is it mincha that we always, that's when we read it by heart? O dil mahachik tani, or this is how you're supposed to read it. B'shachris koren osa b'sefer. During shachris, you read it from a sefer, ube musav, ube mincha, Karnel Sal Pekka Karnes Shema? Question mark. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. This sign you will learn in the Brice of Shachris, of Mosef Nichnas, and the Beis Haknes of Karn, Gidar Shatuk Karin Kol Ashana. The Brice says that Shachris and Mosef, they would go to Beis Haknesses, and they would read it from the Torah like they read in generally. Ube Mincha Yachid Karnel Sal Alpe. And during Mincha, an individual would say over that same Parsha by heart. The Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma Daf Ayin has a big discussion. What about the rule that the Gemara describes in Gittin that Dvarim Shebichsav Iata Lomar Balpe, that those things that are written down cannot be said Balpe? Obviously, from here we see that it's not universal, that there are exceptions, because the Parsha is supposed to be said Baal Peh. This is a fascinating discussion amongst different Rishonim. There's a possibility, maybe only those things that you're being motzi somebody else, then you can say it Baal Peh. There's quite a different approaches amongst the Rishonim and in the Poskim LaHalacha, and that's definitely a nominee for the Halacha from the Daily Daf. See the Tosas Yishonim, as we mentioned in Yuma Daf Ayin, as well as the Ritva. Amar Rab Yaisi, the Gemara continues, V'chi yachid likros divrei Torah al peh betzibur? According to some Rishonim, the Gemara is now asking this question. How could you read a Dvarim Baal Peh amongst the Tzibur? Dvarim Shebech Sav, Yata Rishoy Lomar Baal Peh. Ella, rather what we meant to say was the following, Kulin Echnasim Koron Al Sa Peh Ki Koron Al Sa Shmeh. The emphasis is being as if it's Kriya Shema, but not as a Kriya Betzibur, but as a private Kriya. Again, what are the halachic parameters that there are many Rishonim and Achronim which discuss? We also learned that our Mishnah Gemara continues, called Yom Sheish by Halal, Ein by Maimit. Any day that there is a Halal, so then in such a case, we don't have the tightness of a Maimit. The Mishnah gives us a list of exceptions where there isn't a tinus of a maimit. We're going to analyze one of the later ones, carbon eitzim. If there's a special carbon eitzim, the Mishnah said, ein mincha. Then in such a case, there is no mincha. Asks the Gemara, ma hefresh bein zelaze. What's the difference between a carbon eitzim that is doche the maimid of ne'ila, but it's not doche the maimid of mincha, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, which the Mishnah claims is the final opinion of all Tanoim. So the Gemara asks, Ma hefresh ben zeh lezeh? Answers the Gemara, Halalu divrei Torah. The difference between zeh lezeh, mincha and ni'ila, is that mincha is a chiyuv min ha-Torah. V'halalu midivrei seifrim. And when it comes to ni'ila, is only a chiyuv midrabbanan. Rashi explains a fascinating Gemara, and Rashi points out the Chiyuv Mincha is the Raisa because Yitzchak, the Gemara tells in Brachos on Chavavam and Beis, was Misakin Tfilas Mincha. And the Gemara here seems to be assuming that that Chiyuv, therefore, is a Chiyuv the Raisa. Of course, this is a fascinating Maramakom. In general, we assume that Tfilah is the Rabbanan, so that requires a little bit more explanation. It's quoted in the name of the Gvura Sari. Of course, the Gvura Sari is the Shagas Aryeh. That here the Gemara doesn't mean literally it's Chayiv min haTorah, but rather as a source. Notice the Lashon Gemara actually fits this idea. It says Divrei Torah. It's based on something in the Torah, while Ne'ila is not. Tosos has a different explanation of Rashi. According to Tosos, the Gemara's original question, Ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh, what's the difference between the Karban Musaf and the Karban Eitzim? That if there's a day with the Karban Musaf, then it's Docha the Mincha, Tfilas Mincha. In other words, you don't have the Maimed during Mincha. And Karban Eitzim is not Docha, the Maimed of Mincha. And the Teretz is that the Karban Musaf, its source is Min HaTorah. In other words, Karban Musaf, of course, is a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. Therefore, the Tfilas Musaf, which is modeled after that. In yesterday's daf, we discussed that Karbanos is a way in which we recreate the Karban, the Tfilas HaKarbanos, a way in which we recreate the Karbanos. And the Karban Eitzim does not have a source min haTorah, and therefore we would not push away the maimid of mincha due to the carbon eitzim. Continues the Gemara's man atzei kanim v'ha'am. The Mishnah elaborated the time of the joy of the bringing of the woods to the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore there are times that's docha the maimid, and we learn that it's docha the maimid of ne'ila. But what's this expression of the Mishnah? Zman atzei kohanim v'ha'am. Just say the time that they would bring the eights, and that was a joyous time. So the story behind it is the follows, explains the Gemara. When the Bnei HaGola came back to Eretz Yisrael for Bayesheni lo matzo eitzim belishka, they didn't find wood. Va'amdu elu, and then there were some proud people who stood up. V'isnadvu meishelahem, and they gave a donation from their own. And this is the condition that the prophets made. Neviim shabedem, shafilu lishka malaya eitzim. Even if there is a time that the special rooms, the lishkaso eitzim, the room that used to hold the wood in the Beis Hamikdash was full of wood, you elu misnatim mishalem. Nevertheless, people should donate of their own. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Nehemiah says, vagorolos. Yipalnu al korban ha'etzim ha'kainim ha'levim va'am lahavi lebeis ha'lekenu lebeis ha'viseinu le'itim mizumanim shana b'shana leva'er al mizbeach Hashem lekenu kakosu b'teira. So the Pasuk in Nehemiah says that there was a movement to have people donate wood for the Beis Hamikdash. So hence the expression, Zman Atze HaKohanim V'Ha'am. V'Ha'am, emphasizing the responsibility that people took upon themselves, as described in Nehemiah, to donate wood to the Beis Hamikdash. This also answers the original question of the Gemara, Lomo Tzruchu Lomar Zman Atze HaKohanim V'Ha'am. The reason why the Mishnah delineates these special holidays is because that it was not simply that whenever there was a need for a donation that they would donate the wood, but rather there were special days that were designated for particular families to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash, notwithstanding whether there was a need for wood or not. We learned in our Mishnah, V'imayim kohanim ulevim v'chol mi, etc., etc., etc. And we had also mentioned there were b'nei gonvi Ali uvnei koitze kitzias. The Gemara asks, what exactly are these things? Tan Rabban Mahayu bnei gonvi Ali uvnei koitze kitzias. Amru pamachas gazra hamalchus gzera l'Israel. There was a decree that was levied against Klal Yisrael. Shlo yiviu eitzim ma'aracha. They're not allowed to bring wood for the ma'aracha, the pile on the mizbeach. V'shlo yiviu bikurim to Yerushalayim, and that we weren't allowed to bring bikurim to Yerushalayim. V'oshivu Pruzdos al hadrachim, and they created encampments of those who guarded the ways. Kederach shehoshiv Yeravam ben Nevat, the same way that Yeravam, the awful king, instituted shelo yalu Yisrael leregel, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't come for regalim. So too, the governments during Bayis Sheni had decreed on Klal Yisrael. It's not clear to me exactly whom this Gzeres Hamalchus is. Of course, it was the Babylonians that destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. Either way, it was the same decree, similar to what Yeravam ben Nevat had done. Ma asu ksheirin sheba'oisedar v'yirecheit. There were special people in that generation who were fearful of sin, and they were ksheirim, and they wanted to make sure that the avodah would continue the Beis HaMikdash. Heviu salei bikurim. They continued to bring bikurim. V'chipum biktzios. But what they did was they covered them with figs, as if they were processing figs, but not bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. And they took them, v'oli al kisfem, and they put a type of machine that is used to crush or smash the figs. V'kimin shegiu etzel pruzdo, samlan lehechem atem holchem. They were grilled by these encampments of watchers, and as the guards were there to prevent us from coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and they said, what are you doing with this? Omer lehen, so they lied to them, and they said, Laso shnei igulei dvelu machteshes, to flatten the figs with this grinder shalafaneinu, uba'oli shal kasfeinu, and with the machine that we're carrying, the contraption that we're carrying on our shoulders. Kimun shav avru mehem, and when they passed them, itrum besalim, then they brought out the beautiful bekurim, and they adorned the basket of Evim Yerushalayim. And then they brought it to Yerushalayim. We had also learned in our Mishnah about a special day, Tana hein hein b'nei salmoi hani soifasi. Tana bonim mahein b'nei salmoi hani soifasi. Amru pam achas gazra malchus gzera Yisrael. There was a decree that was made, shelo yaviyu eitzim l'maracha, that you shouldn't bring wood for on top of the mizbech. Ve'yishivu pruzdos al drachim kederach shoshiv yirav benevot, the same story, al drachim shelo yalu Yisrael l'regel. Ma'os yirechet shebos adar, v'yin gizireyem, they brought the wood, v'asu sulamos, and they made ladders out of the wood. In other words, they forged that the wood were ladders and not for the mizbeach. V'nichu ha'kasvem, and they put it on their shoulders, v'hochalem, and they went. Kivun shegiu etzlam, when they went to the guards who were preventing people from coming to the Harabayis to bring the ma'aracha, amr lehem lehechen atem hoch, and they asked him, where are you going? Amr lehem, lo'ayvi garvelos mishovach shalufaneinu, we're coming to bring pigeons from a dovecote. To get to the dovecote, they would climb up on ladders. U'b'salam al-shal kasfeinu, and with the ladders that are on our shoulders. Kimush amru mehen, when they passed the fellows that were trying to prevent them from bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So Pirukam, they took apart the ladders, Ve'vim Ve'elum Yerushalayim. Then they brought the wood for the Mizbeach. Some of Farshim point out that wood that has become infested is possible, has worms inside, is possible to put on the Ma'aracha. And they made specifically ladders because ladders, of course, don't work if they're infested. So they made specifically ladders to show that this wood was not infested wood to be used on the Ma'aracha. Valeim valkayotzmem huomer, on these types of people we apply the pasuk zecher tzadik levachal. Ravim ben Nevat v'chavero nemar v'shem Risham Yirkov. The pasuk initially says that we remember tzadikim as a blessing, and we want the names of Rishoim to rat. We learned be'esrim bo b'nei, the sons of Pachas Moav ben Yehuda were the ones who brought the Yetzim. Tana b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, hein hein b'nei David. Ben Yehuda, they are descendants of David who come from Yehuda, Divrei Meir. B'yosem Rehein Hein B'nei Yoav Ben Tzruya. Some say they're descendants of Yoav, the son of Tzruya. B'esrim Be'elul, we learn now on the 20th of Elul, B'nei Odin Ben Yehuda, Tan Rabban B'nei Odin Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein B'nei David Ben Yehuda, the same discussion. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yosem Rehein Hein B'nei Yoav Ben Tzruya, the similar type of machlokas. Becha B'tevis, Sheboi, on the first of Tevis, then who brought it, B'nei Parush, then there was the sons of Parush. Analyzes the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Chavchesam and Aleph, Mani Mesnisen, Loi Reb Meir, Veloi Reb Yehuda, Veloi Reb Yosi. It doesn't follow neither Reb Meir, nor Reb Yehuda, nor Reb Yosi. E Reb Meir, if it follows Reb Yosi, excuse me, Reb Meir, then we have the following problem. To outline the issue, we need to spell out a little bit more what the Mishnah means when it says, Be'echa B'tevis, Shavu B'nei Parush Shnia. The Mishnah tells us that on the first of Tevis, B'nei Parush brought the Korban Ha'etzim the second time. Analyzes the Gemara, how does that work to say that B'nei Parush brought it a second time? If it's going to work, according to Rabbi Meir, E Rabbi Meir, Lisni, Shavu B'nei David Ben Yehuda. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that Moav Ben Yehuda are B'nei David, now we have already mentioned that David B'nei Yehuda brought on the 20th of Tammuz. And if Pachas Moav Ben Yehuda is also B'nei David, so then in such a case, it should mention Shavu as well, that they brought it a second time. E Rabbi Meir, listen to Shavu B'nei David Ben Yehuda Shnia. E Reb Yehuda, and if we're following Reb Yehuda, so Reb Yehuda was of the opinion that B'nai Edom Ben Yehuda are B'nai David Ben Yehuda, so then again it should say Shavu B'nai David Ben Yehuda Shnia, because they brought it twice as well. Adam Ben Yehuda brought on the 20th of Elul, and David Ben Yehuda brought it, as we mentioned before, on the 20th of Tammuz. E Reb Yossi, and if we're following Reb Yossi, listen to Shavu B'nai Yehuda Ben Tzruya Shnia. According to Rabbi Yossi, B'nai Yoav ben Tzruya brought twice. First, B'nai Pachas Moav are B'nai Tzruya, so then that's on the 20th of Av. And then on the 20th of Elul, B'nai Adin, who they claim are Yoav ben Tzruya. Answers the Gemara, La'olam Rabbi Yossi. Really, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi. Utrei Tanoi Elibud Rabbi Yossi. And there's a machlokis within Rabbi Yossi, whether B'nai Adin ben Yehuda are B'nai Yoav, as well as B'nai Pachas Moav are Yoav ben Tzruya. Could very well be that only Adam ben Yehuda are B'nai Yoav ben Tzruya, and not Pachas Moav. And our Mishnah is as following that opinion. We learned in our Mishnah, Becha B'Tevis, Lo Hayiba Maimid, our Mishnah told us that on the first of Tevis, there wasn't a Maimid, which as Rashi in our Mishnah points out on the bottom of Chavav and Aleph, that Echad of Tevis is both Rosh Chodesh as well as Chanukah. Amalei Markshisha braid Rav Chizla Rav Ashi. So Markshisha, the son of Rav Chizla, said to Rav Ashi, Maishna halal didachi didei. Why is it when there's a morning that there is halal? So then in such a case, it pushes off the maimed of shachris. Well, Maishna musaf, but when it comes to a day that has a carbon musaf, delo dachi didei, that the halachi is a day that has musaf, so then in such a case, you don't have the maimed during mincha, but it doesn't say that you don't have the Maimid during Musaf. So what's the logic behind that? Why is it that the day that has a Karban Musaf, it doesn't push off the Maimid of Musaf? Amalei Ravashi Hashta Delav Didei Dachi Didei Loi Kol Shekei. Ravashi challenges the premise of the question. Says Ravashi, of course, there isn't going to be a Maimid of Musaf. If it pushes off that which is not Didei, in other words, Mincha, certainly Didei, the parallel to Musaf itself, the Karban Musaf would certainly push off. So, Mark Shisha explained to Ravashi that this is what I was bothered by. Lo lidchi ela didei. Why is it that it pushes off Musaf and Mincha? It should only push off Mincha. Just like what day that has Hallel, we learned that it pushes off Shacharis. So too, over here, it should only push off Musaf. Amalei, Ikar Rabbi Yosi Dikod Kavasech. So Ravashi said, what you're saying is logical, and in fact, there is an opinion of Rabbi Yosi that agrees with you. The side we learn in Brisa, Rabbi Yosi, I'm going to call you Yom Sheish by Musaf, Yesh by Maimed. Every day that has Musaf, a carbon Musaf, there is a Maimed. Maimed the Mai. What type of Maimed are we talking about? Either Maimed the Shacharis, if we're talking about Maimed of the morning, Hatanakam and Amiachikam, that we already learned earlier in the mission. Ella, Maimed the Musaf. Could it be that we're talking about Maimed the Musaf? That's ridiculous, says the Gemara. Didei Nami lo Dachi. Itself, it shouldn't be Docha. Of course, it would be Docha. Ella, the Mincha, but rather we're talking about Mincha. Rabbi Yossi says that a day that has Musaf, there is a regular Maimid during Mincha. The Gra adds Mincha Une'ila. According to the Gra's Girsa, it goes like this: Lo Dachi Ela Mincha Dine'ila. We skip the words Karban Eitzim Dachi El Lav. Shma Mina Didei Dachi the Lav Didei Lo Dachi. It's only Doche according to Rabbi Yossi, the Musaf. If there's a day that there is a Musaf, so there's no maima during the Musaf, but by Mincha, it would not be Docha. The Lav Didei Lo Dachi Shma Mina. So your argument, Mark Shisha, Ravashi says, follows Rabbi Yossi. Obviously, the other Tanu disagrees. That requires more Hesber if we would be learning Be'iyun. Asks the Gemara, a new issue, period. For listening, Nami, as we continue, tell on Shana Tabach of Chesam Beis, Be'echad B'Nisan Lo Hayi B'Maimit. Why don't we mention that on the first of Nisan there wasn't a Maimit, B'nei She'esh B'Halo V'Karben Musaf V'Karben Eitzim? Because there's Halo takes away Shachris, Karben Musaf that takes away Musaf, V'Karben Eitzim that takes away the Maimid of Ni'ilah. And according to many opinions, the Karben Musaf also takes away Mincha as well. So there's no Maimid. Amar Rav Azos HaMeres. From here we see Halila de Bereish Yarcha Lavda Raisa, that the Halal on Rosh Chodesh is not Minat Torah. This is a fascinating sugya of itself, the Halal of Rosh Chodesh. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yot Sadik Shmona Siyom Bishana Yachid Gom Ben Es HaHalal. There are 18 days an individual has a requirement to say the entire Halal. Ve'elu Hein, and these are they. Shmona Simei Chag, 8 days of Sukkot. Shmona Simei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. That's 16. V'yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, that's 17. V'yomtav shel atzeres, that's 18. Ubegola esrim ve'chad yom. So we mentioned 18 in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz is 21. Ve'elohen tishus yimei chag, shmos yimei chanukah, shnei yom marisham shel Pesach. We, of course, have the second day of Pesach. U'shnei yom tov shel atzeres, and Shavuos also has 2 days. Period. So here the Gemara develops this idea that the Chiyuv of Halal Rosh Chodesh is not the same quality of Chiyuv that the Gemara will elaborate later on as it is on the Yom Tovim. The Gemara continues, Rav Ikla Bavu Rav went to visit Bavu, Chazin de Kakari Halal Barosh Yarcha. He saw that they were saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Savlach Sekinu. He thought that they were making a mistake. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, it seemed that they didn't even have Rosh Chodesh Halal at all. So Rav thought to tell him that they're making a mistake. Kivin the Chazid come midlug dlugi. So he saw that they were skipping Amar Shema Mino. We see from here, and this, according to many Rishonim, is the source of Chiyuv Halal on Rosh Chodesh today. It's a minig. Minig Avaseim B'Yadayim. It was a minig of their forefathers in their hand. Therefore, the Gemara concludes with another fascinating halacha. Tana Yachid Lo Yaschil. Says the Gemara, we're going to give the literal explanation and Rashi's explanation. The literal explanation is that Yachid should not say Halal. Rashi's explanation is he's not mechuyev to say Halal. Vim hischil gomer. But if he's begun, he's allowed to finish. According to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Gershom, it's mashma that one should not start at all if one is alone and not part of the tzibur. There are even svardim today that will not say Halal when they're biyichidus on Rosh Chodesh, because the meaning of Aseinu biyadeinu is only if we're bitzibur. As a simple reading of this Gemara, us Ashkenazim do not follow a simple reading of the Gemara, but we do follow the reading of Rashi. We learned in our Mishnah the terrible things that happened in Shiva Aser B'Tamis, Chamisha Dvar, Miruas Avasem, Shiva Aser B'Tamis, Neshtabra Luchos. We learned that Luchos were broken. Minalam, what's the source of that? The Sanya we learned in Ebraisa, B'Shisha, Chodesh, Nitu, Aser, Sederbis, Yisrael. There's a Machlokias that we have in Mesechus Shabbos on Pei Vav, when the Aser, Sederbis were given to Klal Yisrael. One opinion says, Tanakam says, was given on the 6th, Rabbi Yossi, Amr, B'Shiva, Bo. Manam, B'Shisha, Nitnu, the one who says was given on the 6th, is even B'Shisha, Nitu, B'Shiva, Olam, Aisha. On the 7th, Moshe Rabbeinu went up. Mandam b'shiva, b'shiva nitnu, b'shiva al meisha. According to this opinion that was given on the 7th, the Aseres Hadiris, and Moshe Rabbeinu then went up to learn 40 days before nights. T'chsiv, v'yikra al meisha b'yom eshvi. That's mafurish that he went up on the 7th. Uksiv. And the Pasuk says, v'yavoy meisha b'say ha'anon, v'yal ahar, v'yi meisha b'har, arboim yom v'arboim layla. Now let's calculate those 40 days. Esen v'arbo the 7, v'shitza the tam is mole. If there, you have 24 days of Sivan, and there were 16 days of Tammuz because it was a Chodesh Mole, it had 30 days, Arbon, so then comes out 40, B'shiv Serbi Tammuz Nochus, and then he came down, Moshe Rabbeinu came down 70 of Tammuz. Serbi Tammuz Nochus, also V'tivrinu Luchas, and he came down and he broke the Luchas. Uksiv, Ayihi, Kasher, Karav, Elamachanev, Ayaresa, Egel, then Moshe Rabbeinu saw the golden calf, and he broke the luchos over there by the bottom of the mountain. That was one of the things that took place in Shiva Aser B'Tamis. The other thing was batal hatamid, that the batal hatamid, the tamid was ceased to be brought. The Gemara tells us we don't have any direct source for this in the Torah, but that's a tradition that we have. Hufkoi ir b'yudzayin have. We learned also that for the first Beis Hamikdash, the city of Yerushalayim, the walls were broken in on the 17th. Asks the Gemara, but the Pasuk Yirmiyah says, "Va'aksib b'chaydish harvi p'tish l'chaydish v'yechazak harav b'ir," that the famine was very great in Yerushalayim. "Uksib basrei v'atibok ha'ir," and says afterwards that the walls were broken into. So it sounds like it took place on the 9th of Tammuz. Amar Rav lo kasha kam b'rishona kam b'shnia. The Gemara now changes its assumption that we're not talking about the bayis rishon, but that, rather, we're talking about the Bayis Sheni D'Sanya, and there's a Brice that supports this. Barishona, the Bayis Rishon, Hufkir, B'tisha, B'Tamuz, B'Shnia, B'Shiva, Aser, B'Tamuz. And the second Beis Hamikdash was during the 17th of Tammuz that the walls were broken into. We're going to stop our daf over here. Be'ezer Hashem will pick up tomorrow on the bottom of daf Chaf Ches. May all these sorrows one day come quickly to a man of Simcha and Sasson of Klal Yisrael together, B'Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to post also on the halacha from the daily daf on the topic of Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyata Roshoi Lomer Baal Peh. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Ches, Maseches Taanis.